Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Before the arrival in 1903 of the first automobile in Medford, Oregon, pedestrians crossing the city's dirt and sometimes muddy streets had to dodge riders on horseback and horse-drawn wagons. Runaways were frequent. In 1893 alone, newspapers reported nearly a dozen equestrian accidents on city streets. In one incident, a man on horseback escaped with a sprained ankle and badly bruised leg when his steed slipped and fell on him while rounding the corner of 7th and C Streets. A week later, a runaway team of horses hitched to a wagon struck the sidewalk at the corner of Front and 7th Streets and continued down the walk before being caught at the Sears Millinery store. The wagon was demolished. In another incident, a circus elephant spooked a horse, throwing a man from his buggy. The Medford Mail described a lively runaway of frightened horses flying down 7th Street, pulling a wagon loaded with wood. The wagon snagged awning posts and ended up in a heap with the horses. The wagon was badly damaged, but the team uninjured. Just like in the movies, brave men sometimes jumped aboard runaway wagons and reined in the horses. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.